I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Each year, hundreds of Cubans try to cross the Florida Keys and get to the United States. Some risk their lives in makeshift boats or rafts. But if you're a Cuban baseball star, you might make the trip in a state-of-the-art speedboat. That's because you'd have the help of American sports agents. This week, California-based agent Gustavo Dominguez was sentenced to prison for smuggling five Cuban players into the U.S. NPR's Tony Cox learned more from journalist Kevin Baxter, who's been reporting on the story for the Los Angeles Times.
Gus Dominguez could have faced, if he had got the maximum for all 21 felony counts on which he was convicted of conspiracy, and then there were five ballplayers involved, and for each ballplayer there was a count of harboring illegal aliens, transporting illegal aliens, and using illegal aliens in an attempt to make a profit. So with 21 felony counts, and he could have gotten 205 years if he had been given the maximum for all of those. He wound up getting 5 years. He could have a year taken off his sentence if he completes a drug and alcohol program. And he'll serve a sentence beginning in September at a camp-like facility, as the judge called it, a camp-like facility near his home in Southern California.
What happened to the five players who were involved?
Well, that's kind of the odd part. Of the five ball players, only two are still playing ball. They're both in AA, which still got two steps to go to make the major leagues. And they're both the players that are still playing have losing records. The other three, one works at a supermarket, one works in construction, and the other works in a factory in Los Angeles making helicopter parts.
How is it, briefly, that a player can be smuggled into this country illegally and wind up on a major league roster making a lot of money?
It's really a perfect storm. There's three things that have happened, say, in the last 5 years. One is, in Cuba, any player who's suspected of wanting to defect is sort of watched much more closely. They're not allowed to play on international teams. It used to be in the 90s when the defection started, up through, say, 2002, players would defect when they went to international tournaments. They would walk away from teams in Mexico or Canada, wherever they were. So the Cubans have started noticing that if players seem to be willing to defect or want to defect, they don't allow them to go to international tournaments. There was one case a couple of years ago where there's a player who's now on the Los Angeles Angels roster, Kendry Morales. They suspected that he was getting ready to defect while he was at a tournament in Panama, and he's the best player on the team. They immediately took him under armed guard to a plane and flew him back to Havana. He defected as a smuggler. He was smuggled out just a couple months after that, so it looks like the Cuban authorities were right. So that's one thing. They're not going to let them off the island, so the only way they can get out is to be smuggled out. Two, the wet foot, dry foot policy, the new U.S. policy to deal with Cuban immigrants, which is different than the policy to deal with immigrants from any other country in the world. What it says is that if a Cuban reaches dry soil in the United States, they don't have to go through a port of entry, they don't have to come through an airport, they don't have to declare themselves to immigration authorities immediately. If they reach dry land in the United States, they can stay. So again, you have a smuggling operation where all you got to do is get to U.S. soil and the person can stay. So that's two. And then the third one, really part of the key to this, is U.S. Major League policy on Cubans. The State Department says you can't do business with Cubans because, remember, baseball has teams in Canada, too, and they're not beholden to U.S. law. This law says that you cannot sign if you're a Cuban national. So once the players get here, they go to a third country and establish residency, or they declare for U.S. residency. So they're sort of stateless people under Major League Baseball, which allows the agents to pretty much do whatever they want with the players until they sign a Major League contract.
Now, you said in a recent article for the L.A. Times that, this is a quote, top pitchers and shortstops have surpassed dope, rum, and tobacco as the commodities of choice for traffickers working the old Spanish Main. Is that a little overstated?
Well, I mean, not really. When you look at Kendry Morales, the player we talked about earlier, was just a teenager, or just out of his teens when he came over. He signed a $10 million contract with the Angels. Unesky Betancourt with the Seattle Mariners, he was smuggled. His first contract was for about $4 million, and he almost immediately signed an extension for about $16 million. So, again, you know, and this is one player. Now, the guys that Gus Dominguez had didn't make it, so there's a risk. You know, with a guy like Kendry Morales, you can make $10 million smuggling one person. You know, I think that's a pretty good profit.
Let's come full circle with this in one sense. If there are loopholes in the law, how is it then that someone like Gus ends up being convicted of doing what the law seems to allow under certain circumstances?
Well, you sort of hit the nail on the head. You know, Gus's frame of mind, he didn't think he did anything wrong. And when you look at the large number of agents that are involved in these smuggling operations, the amount of smuggling that's going on, maybe the speed limit is 55, but if everyone else is going 65 and you get pulled over, obviously you're going to say, well, I didn't do anything wrong. Everybody else is doing the same thing. The smuggler that Gus used was a guy he had used before, but he was also a noted drug trafficker. And when the U.S. Drug enforcement people caught him on the drug charges several months later, to get out of some of the steep penalties that he faced, he offered to turn state's evidence on Gus Dominguez and blow the smuggling operation open.
Here's my final question. You already mentioned some names, but if we are following baseball, who would we know or not suspect might be a Cuban player who was smuggled and maybe doing very well for his team?
Virtually any Cuban that gets here now is coming with a smuggler. Escobar, who plays for the Atlanta Braves, is another one who was smuggled in. We mentioned Kendry Morales, Unesky Betancourt. There's some guys in the minor leagues, but those are the three. Remember, the smuggling operation really took off, say, in 2002, and it takes a player 3 or 4 years to make it through the minor league system. So you're going to start to see some more now. The Pittsburgh Pirates have signed one. The Milwaukee Brewers have signed one in their minor league system that will be arriving in the major league shortly. If you hear of a Cuban player coming to the major leagues in the next, say, 3 to 4 years, you can pretty much bet that he was smuggled here.
Kevin, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
That was Kevin Baxter, a sports writer for the Los Angeles Times, speaking with NPR's Tony Cox.